The investigation is ongoing. At this point, we don't have any additional information on the cause or origin of the fire itself. In a situation where we have a fatality, it's a very meticulous, thorough investigation. For all practical purposes, the scene is handled like a crime scene. There's a lot more evidence that's collected, personnel interviews, and all that kind of stuff. That's one reason we ask for assistance from College Station Police on a fatality investigation. The police department has more experience dealing with a crime scene and that type of investigation, so it takes a while longer.
And that's not to say a crime necessarily occurred. It's just that you want to cover all bases at the front end.
Exactly. You know, anytime we're dealing with a fatality, there's an extra urgency involved in determining exactly what happened. It's incumbent upon fire departments to determine the exact cause of every fire, if possible, because that's how we learn to prevent fires. If we know how they start, then we know how we can prevent them. And like I said, when a fatality is involved, there's even that much more urgency involved. Ideally, fire departments would prevent themselves out of a job. We'd be able to discover the cause of all the fires and how to prevent them. But there again, as long as people are involved, I don't think that's going to happen.
If you could recap what's been released so far about the way that the fire department learned of the call and what the response was?
Fire department units responded about 5:27 this morning to a 911 call that reported smoke coming from the residence at 1110 Eagle Avenue. This call came from a neighbor who also stated that they could hear the fire alarms going off. Our first unit arrived on the scene in about 3 minutes at 5:30 this morning, and they reported smoke coming from the eaves of a two-story single-family home, and it appeared that there was a fire on the second floor. As crews were beginning to extinguish the fire and doing a search of the resident, they discovered a deceased person in a room on the second floor of the home. There were also two large dogs, Rottweilers, that were in the building, and they also died in the fire.
Were the dogs also in the same room as the human victim?
In the same area. I'm not sure they were in the same room.
But they were on the second floor also?
Yes, yes.
Fire damage would have been contained to the second floor, but or where was the fire damage?
Most of the fire damage was on the second floor. There was damage to the stairway between the first and second floor, which made it kind of awkward for fire crews to access the second floor. They ended up laddering the building and going in through a second floor window. But there was heavy smoke damage throughout the entire home.
Just one human occupant of the home?
Yes, we believe there's a single occupant of this home. No one else was present in the home at the time.
You made the reference to firefighters having to use an alternate entry to get into the second floor. That kind of leads me into double-check and make sure all the firefighters are okay.
No other injuries are reported. All the firefighters are fine.
And what stations responded?
We had units from Station 2, Station 5, Station 1, and Station 4 responded.
And when you have multiple stations respond, who takes care of the backup?
This happened close to our shift change, so we had personnel that were coming in to go on shift, so we were able to utilize them to staff reserve units so we could cover the rest of the city. In a situation where we're not having that close to shift change, then we will page off-duty personnel to come in and staff reserve units. Our first line is our automatic aid agreements with, like, the city of Bryan. So we will utilize their units, too, if we have additional calls. But we will also try to bring in additional people, off-duty people, to staff reserves.
You made the reference to College Station Police assisting in the investigation. Any mm-hmm. other agencies going to be involved?
At this point, it's just the fire department and our local police.
Any neighboring homes threatened by the fire?
No, it was confined to the interior of the home. It never broke through the roof or anything like that.